Welcome back to another episode of the Streetwise English Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. Today we have a topic of rappers, famous American rappers. And music is always a good way to learn language because if you like the sound of it and you look up the lyrics, you can learn a lot of culture and language. So I was thinking about what rapper to feature, and my first thought was to search the wealthiest rapper, which is Jay-Z, who's it's estimated that he has $2.5 billion. He's the wealthiest musician in the world, I think. I think that's the statistic, but I don't want to focus on money. I want to focus on talent. Ooh, that sounds like a diss. It's not. But this is a personal preference, and so I wanted to talk about a rapper who I like, and that is Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar. So I'm on Wikipedia now, and I'm going to first just talk about his basic information, and then I'm going to start about his beginnings, like his personal life and how he got started. So if you have Wikipedia on your computer, you can search wikipedia.org Kendrick Lamar, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-L-A-M-A-R, Kendrick Lamar. I'll give you a second to find that. All right, let's get started here. On the right side, you'll see a picture of him smiling, and it says Lamar at the 2018 Pulitzer Prize Awards Ceremony. Born Kendrick Lamar, June 17, 1987, in Compton, California. He had some other names: K-Dot, Oklahoma, Kung Fu, Kenny, Man Man. Education: Centennial High School. Okay, so he has two children. Let's switch back over to the main entry here. Kendrick Lamar Duckworth, born June 17, 1987, is an American rapper and songwriter known for his progressive musical style and socially conscious songwriting. He is often considered one of the most influential hip-hop artists of his generation. He is also widely regarded as one of the greatest rappers of all time. Born and raised in Compton, California, Lamar began his career as a teenager performing under the stage name K-Dot. He quickly garnered local attention, which led him signing a recording contract with Top Dog Entertainment in 2005. Okay, he was one of the founding members of the hip-hop supergroup Black Hippie. Lamar dropped his stage name and started using his first and middle name professionally after he joined that group. In 2011, he released his debut studio album, Section 80, a conscious hip-hop record. The album was met with positive review and included his debut single, High Power. Okay, I'm going to skip down through the entries here. You can read that on your own. Let's go down to early life. So early life is going to talk about his childhood and early on in his career before he was famous. This is always interesting to read about famous people. So early life. Kendrick Lamar Duckworth was born on June 17, 1987 in Compton, California, to Paula Oliver, a McDonald's worker, and Kenneth Kenny Duckworth, a KFC worker. His parents were from the south side of Chicago and relocated to Compton 3 years before his birth due to his father's affiliation with the Gangster Disciples. there's a link there. So all those blue letters, you can click on that and it will take you somewhere else. Lamar is the eldest of four children and was named after singer-songwriter Eddie Kendricks of The Temptations. He was raised in a working-class African-American family, lived in Section 8 housing, and was reliant on welfare. Although he wasn't a member of a gang, he grew up among close affiliations of the West Side Piru Bloods. Lamar developed an interest in music when he was 4 years old after listening to the hip-hop records his parents would play at their house parties. Some of his earliest childhood memories, including watching his father and uncles rob stores during the 1992 Los Angeles riots. He credits the riots for giving him a better understanding of police brutality after learning about the beatings of Rodney King. He was given the nickname Man Man as a child because he carried himself as an adult. The nickname would later be used as reference to his child in Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E, and Family Ties. When he was 5 years old, Lamar witnessed his first murder while sitting outside of his apartment unit. He admitted during an interview with NPR Music that it done something to me right then and there. It let me know that this is not only something that I'm looking at, but it's something that maybe I have to get used to. 3 years later, he witnessed his second murder as he was walking home from Ronald E. McNair Elementary School. When he was 8 years old, Lamar saw rappers Tupac Shakur and Dr. Dre film the music video for their single California Love in his neighborhood. The experience inspired him to pursue a recording career, and he began freestyling soon after. He described himself as being quiet, shy, and observant in school. His mother stated that he was a loner until the age of 7. When he was a 7th grade student at Vanguard Learning Center, Lamar was introduced to poetry by his English teacher, Regis Inge, who connected the literary form to hip-hop. The class had a noble impact on him, as it opened up an avenue to unpack his feelings and helped him navigate the social dynamics of his neighborhood. He credits Inge for playing a major role in his intellectual growth. He graduated from Centennial High School in 2005 as a straight A student. So he had straight A's, all A's, straight A's. That's the highest you can get. Okay, so now we are going to scroll down, go down, Wang Xiaozhou. So let's go all the way down a couple pages. I want to go down to his influences because it talks about the other rappers that influenced him. So where is that? I saw it earlier. Okay, artistry. So if you scroll down about three pages or three sections, you'll get to artistry and influences. And every musician and every artist, every creator, they have people that have come before them that influence them, right? So that's what these influences are. So let's go ahead and start. Influences. Lamar cites Tupac Shakur as his biggest influence, noting that he has impacted his music and everyday life. He has stated that Shakur, the notorious B.I.G., Jay-Z, Nas, and Eminem are his top favorite rappers. In a 2011 interview with Rolling Stone, Lamar mentioned Mos Def and Snoop Dogg as rappers that he listened to and took influence from during his early years. He also cited DMX as someone who really got me started on music. The first album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot, is classic. So he had an influence on me. He further added that Eazy-E also influenced him, saying, "I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Eazy-E." In September 2012 interview, Lamar stated that Eminem influenced a lot of my style, and he has credited him for his own aggression on records such as Backseat Freestyle. Lamar gave Lil Wayne work in Hot Boys credit for influencing his style and praised his longevity. He said that he also grew up listening to Rakim, Dr. Dre, and the Dog Pound. In January 2013, when asked to name three rappers that have played a role in his style, Lamar said, "It's probably more of a West Coast influence, a little bit of corrupt Tupac with some of the content of Ice Cube." In November 2013 interview with GQ, when asked who are the four MCs that made him, he answered Shakur, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mobb Deep, namely Prodigy. Lamar professed to have been influenced by jazz trumpeter Miles Davis and Parliament Funkadelic during the recording To Pimp a Butterfly. Okay, my friends, I'm going to stop with this today. If you found this useful, let me know. I will do more famous artists or musicians or rappers and specifically. Do you listen to rap music? Do you like American West Coast hip hop? I think Kendrick Lamar is great. And if you like his music, I would recommend listening to the soundtrack of the Black Panther movie, because Kendrick Lamar wrote and recorded all of the songs of the Black Panther. And that was a movie from a couple of years ago. And all of the music was written by Kendrick Lamar. Thank you for listening. I'm Carl of the Streetwise English Podcast. I hope you are having a great day. And put on a track by Kendrick Lamar and let me know which song is your favorite. If you happen to listen to this podcast, I'd appreciate if you leave a comment and tell me what song you like by Kendrick. Thanks for listening. Peace.